Good morning. Here we are on the campus of the University of Healing, doing wonderful things, having wonderful experiences, and having people from all over the world send us glorious notifications. My brother and his wife, Audrey, sent me a picture by a young Marine who was out fishing. And as he was out fishing, he saw something strange in the ocean. And he went over to investigate the little strange dark knot. And it turned out to be a most interesting young deer. And he thought, what a thing to go fishing and fish catch a deer. Now, he knew how to handle it, and he tied the deer's legs so that he wouldn't hurt himself, and hauled him on board. And as he hauled him on board, the deer was exhausted, of course, from having swum for about a mile and a half out into the ocean. But he picked him up, and he took him in his boat, and he took him to shore, and he let him go free in the wilderness area. And the deer was very happy to be on his own again. Now just think about this. How many times out of the infinite cosmos of time would a person in a boat fishing run across a deer who had swum the wrong way a mile and a half out into the ocean and have the ability and the compassion to pick up this deer, which was quite heavy, I'm sure, haul him onto his very, very nice boat, and take him to shore and free him, and have the deer go about his business. Now, the possibility of doing that is just amazing, beyond anything our mind could ever conceive of. But yet, it reminds us of a most important and a most wonderful thing. Everything is possible. The impossibility of the deer swimming in the wrong direction, going out in the ocean instead of the shore, or maybe caught in a riptide, not able to swim ashore, and then to have this boat come along and see him, and not only see him, but have someone on board who has the ability and the talent to take this deer out of the ocean and move him onto the boat and ship him off to shore in a happy form. What a lovely thing. Yes, we think the day of miracles has long since passed. My, that certainly was a miracle. A true miracle, more than we'll ever recognize. The divine within us always knows the pattern in life, and even though we might set our sail to swim the wrong direction, to swim away from shore instead of to shore, or if we were caught in the tide and unable to swim ashore, that someone would come along and help us back to our normal way of life and our normal living. What a glorious thing. What a glorious thing. Yes, the age of miracles is certainly not past. It's becoming more and more profound and more wonderful every day. You and I have many dreams and many goals and many desires in our life. We would like to experience many wonderful things. And sometimes we think they're such a strange and magnificent dream. Certainly, how could they ever come true? They're just beyond our awareness. They're beyond our capability of coming true. How could they ever come true? And yet, they do. They do. We saw another quip that was sent to us, and it was called A Quick Change Artist. And it was on a show on YouTube, and this man and this woman demonstrated quick change ability. Now, the woman would come out with a different dress. She would have a dress strange and unique and marvelous. And the man, too, would turn into this fabric and come out with a white suit when he had a dark suit before him. And this happened not once, but maybe a dozen times. And the audience watching the show was amazed and amused and really delighted. And it was sent to a number of people, and my friend Mary Willett and her friend looked at the pictures and they thought, now, how can that be? And as they looked at the pictures, they defined how it could be, and they said, now, quite likely, there was a dress in the bottom of the circle of fabric that was pulled up over the lady, and she changed it. And then there was another fabric here and another fabric there, but the speed with which they did it and the magic with which they did it, and the clothing stayed on the people. It wasn't just some flimsy little thing that was sort of hanging there, but it was staying on the people. Quite amazing, quite beautiful. And Mary's husband, Roger, looked at it, and he says, I can understand parts of this, but there are parts I don't understand. And all of them, as they looked at that, they came up with a confusing attitude of just how and why this could be. And then they were even more aware, and as they watched the quick change artists, they saw that the lady changed from one lady to another lady with a different face and a different hairdo, all in the flash of an eye. Now perhaps in the theater things like this are done, and these people just speeded up the process in some way, but still what they did is seemingly magic. What they did was most remarkable and most unusual. They did something that seemed like an utter miracle. In our life, we don't see too many miracles because we're not aware of them. But if we were to open our eyes and really be aware of how many miracles are taking place around us and in us and through us every moment of our life, we'd be amazed. Now, it's not that a miracle is a wonderful thing. It's just a wonderful thing that we have the ability to be aware of something very special taking place. And as we become aware of this wonderful, very special thing, this miracle, we find that it is quite simple. We find that it is quite simple and quite beautiful. Now, the little deer, if he had panicked, he would have drowned. And these people changing their clothes so quickly, if they had worried about doing it instead of just moved in a flowing musical harmony, they couldn't have done it. And you and I, to accomplish the goals in our life, the goals of being independently wealthy, the goals of living in our ideal spirit, mind, and body, the goals of having our ideal body being perfect, the goals of living in a world of peace and harmony and friendship. Whatever our goals may be, and they can be many indeed, but these are all miracles. These are goals that, if they took place, they'd be grand and wonderful miracles. But if we would wake up, we would find out that these goals are taking place all around us all the time. And it all goes to just prove one point that we share quite often with you. We cannot think of anything that does not already exist. In other words, everything that we ever think about already exists. Everything that ever comes to our mind as a possibility or probability already exists. And we think that's kind of miraculous, just a miracle in itself, but it is just a truth. Everything already exists. Now for that little deer to be swimming in the ocean and be picked up, it was already done. It had already happened before. It was something that does take place. There is in that deer the desire to live, the desire to be, and not to live in great fear, but just to live. And the deer did live. And all the things that take place in our life do. Another picture was sent of a bear, and it was accidentally climbing up the underside of a bridge. And as he got to the top of the bridge, underside of it, he realized he couldn't go any further. He couldn't go this way, he couldn't go that way. He was hanging on by his claws. And so he crawled onto a strut under the bridge and went to sleep. And he just relaxed. Now, you cannot go to sleep when you are so fearful. You are so filled with fright. Maybe you do go into a panic situation or whatever. But when you are peaceful and you know everything's going to work out, then it does. Now, what happened after that is the human aspect. People saw it, and they got together a great orange net, and they hung it under the bear, and the bear fell into the net. How they encouraged him to do that would be interesting to know. But he fell into the net, and then they lowered the net down, but before the net got to the ground, they put a tranquilizer into the bear, so that when the net finally settled down on the ground, the bear was sound asleep. And they let the bear come out of the net and go his way as he returned to consciousness. None the worse for wear, but probably thinking what an exciting adventure that was. Hardly realizing that he was hundreds of feet above the ground, and if he had fallen, he would have taken quite a tumble. Miracles are happening in our life all the time. If we'll open our eyes to it, we'll see that our life itself is a miracle. Our own experiences in life are miracles, every one of them. That we eat, that we breathe, that we sleep, that we have the friends we do and that we don't have the friends we don't. That we have the experiences that we do and that we choose these experiences. Our life is a miracle, and what a wonderful miracle that is. Because in that miracle, we are happy, content, and fulfilled more often than we are ever realizing it. But that's the way life is, isn't it? And that's the way you and I are. We are a miracle. And I say to you, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. An observer of many miracles, a cosmos full of miracles. And I invite you to join me in seeing the world as one giant miracle, continually unfolding, revealing, and being. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.